17. What about those who haven't heard about Yeshua like in the Kalahari? Do they automatically go to hell? Understand that Yeshua did not come to condemn the world, as the world is already condemned and going to hell. For all have sinned and fallen short before God. God in his mercy provided Yeshua as the only antidote for sin. He is the gift that God has given to free people from their sin. All they need to do is accept his gift and not make up their own way of salvation. Why do they reject it? Because of their self-righteousness, tradition, or... Now if people don't share the antidote with others, make others aware, whose fault is it? If people reject the antidote because of tradition or self-righteousness, whose fault is it? What happens if someone has never heard of Yeshua and then dies? Not everyone has heard of the gift of God through Yeshua, but that is not an excuse, because everyone through history is aware of God through his creation. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Therefore, all are aware of God, but not all seek him. How sad! If they seek him today, he will reveal Yeshua to them either through his people directly, indirectly, or through dreams. If they seek him and die without the opportunity to accept Yeshua as their Lord and Savior, they will not go to heaven at that moment, but a place called death, where they will remain until Judgment Day. Those who did not seek after him or rejected Yeshua will go to Hades until Judgment Day. On Judgment Day, it will be way more tolerable for those who haven't heard of Yeshua and yet sought God than those who have heard of Yeshua and rejected him.